ஸ்ரீமத் பகவத்கீதா த செலஸ்டியல் சாங். ஸ்ரீமத் பகவத்கீதா இஸ் எ கிரேட் பீஸ் ஆஃப் லிட்டரரி ஆர்ட் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்குசிட் பியூட்டி அண்ட் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் அபார்ட் ஃப்ரம் எவ்ரி திங் எல்ஸ். இட் இஸ் லிக்விட் போயிட்ரி எக்ஸ்பவுண்டிங் சாலிட் ஃபிலாசபி அண்ட் ஆஃப் மாரல் அண்ட் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் வேல்யூஸ் யூனிவர்சல் இன் தேர் அப்ளிகேஷன். இட் இஸ் நாட் எ புக் ஆஃப் சயின்ஸ், யெட் இட் இஸ் வெரி சயின்டிஃபிக் இன் இட்ஸ் அப்ரோச் டு த தீம். It explains a philosophy of living, and while doing so, it expounds and demonstrates the science and art of living. In fact, it's a book on the art of living. Western psychology interprets human mind and behavior from the materialistic point of view. Sage Patanjali's Yoga Shastra and Bhagavad Gita dive deep into human nature and analyze the same from the psychological, social and spiritual angles. If one desires to live a healthy life, body, mind and spirit, one does not need to go to a doctor or a psychiatrist. On the other hand, he should master the art of living as enunciated in the Bhagavad Gita, which gives simple tips as to how to be healthy and happy. According to the Bhagavad Gita, health of body, mind and spirit are closely interrelated. Sharirvan manobhiryat karma prarabhate narah nyayam va viparitam va panchayate tasya hetavah. Human beings have been classified into three groups based on their mental and spiritual makeup. They are sattvics, rajasics and tamasics. Trivida bhavati shraddha dehinamsa svabhavaja சாத்விகி ராஜசி செய்வ தாமசி சேதிதாம் ஷுணு. டெம்பரமெண்டலி த சாத்விக் ஆர் த பியோர் இஸ் டிவைன், த ராஜசிக் இஸ் பேஷனேட் அண்ட் த தாமசிக் இஸ் டயபாலிக். த லார்ட் சேஸ் தட் ஒன்ஸ் ஃபெய்த், தட் இஸ் ஸ்ரத்த, டிட்டர்மின்ஸ் த டெக்ஸ்சர் ஆஃப் த இம்ப்ரெஷன்ஸ் இன் அஸ், விச் இன் டேர்ம் கமாண்ட்ஸ் அவர் வியூ ஆஃப் லைஃப். அக்கார்டிங் டு த பகவத்கீதா, எ மேன்ஸ் கேரக்டர், His way of thinking and in fact his entire personality is influenced by the type of food he eats and the vasanas he has brought with him at birth. His temperamental activities and behavior are influenced by the type of food he eats. His choice of food items or friends or the emotions in his heart and the view on life that he entertains are all indicative of the type of which the seeker belongs to. Ayusatta balarogya sukha priti vardhana asya snigdha snita hridya ahara svartika priya. The food which lengthens lifespan, strengthens purity, strength, health, joy and cheerfulness is liked by a sattvic. The food includes savory and oleaginous items is dear to a sattvic. Such food supplies energy for meditative process. This process equips him with secret strength to resist temptations of sense objects. Such a person rarely falls ill and suffers a break of his shraddha. Kattvamra runatyushna tikna ruksha vidahina ahara rajasa shrestha dukkha shoka mayaprada. Bitter, sour, saline, exclusively hot, pungent, dry and burning types of food are liked by the Rajasic. These varieties of food are productive of pain, grief and disease. The energetic and the passionate desire food items having strong flavor and dense taste. Such kind of food creates in an individual brilliant energy, but the degree of wildness makes his thinking and behavior uncontrollable. Finally, this would lead such humans to a life of pain, grief and diseases. Yatiyamam gatarasam uti pariyashitam yachayate uchishtam apichamedhyam bhojanam tamasapriyam. Humans with tamasic guna love to eat stale, tasteless, putrid and rotten items of food. A day is divided into 8 yamas of 3 hours of duration. Food cooked 3 hours earlier is unsuitable for eating. In the present day of advanced technology, canned food, preserved fruits, stored vegetables and cooked food items stored in frigidaires have become the order of the day. According to the standards set by Lord Krishna, such food should never be eaten. After classifying temperaments as determined by the tastes exhibited by different people, the Lord goes on to say that in the very type of activities undertaken, there is an unmistakable show of temperament, beauty or otherwise of the individual. Men of purity, that is sattvics, do their duty with a spirit of selflessness. According to the Gita, that one's fate is ordered by his nature. It is a bit difficult to say whether fates order one's nature of nature, prescribes one's fate, but one thing is certain, that each is intimately wedded to the other and each obeys the other most faithfully. According to the Gita, the nature of an individual rules his fate. If fate can be broken and remolded, it can be sometimes at the irresistible compulsions of painful experiences. The nature of that individual does faithfully obey the new Shraddha. Therefore, man is verily what his fate is. The type of personality and its effectiveness or otherwise are determined by the fate under which it functions. The fourfold division of society is made based on these three gunas. According to Swami Chinmayananda, certain well-defined characteristics determine the type of these four classes of human beings. They are not always determined hereditary or accident or birth. They are termed in our society as Brahmins with a major portion of sattva, a little rajas, and some sattva and with some very little of tamas. The kshatriya has more of rajas with some sattva and a dash of tamas. The vaishyas with more rajas, some sattva and some tamas, and shudras have a lot of tamas, a little rajas and an iota of sattva. In modern language, the four types of people may be called the creative thinkers, the politician and leaders, the commercial class and the laborers. Each of these classes of people was assigned specific duties. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagasha. This does not mean that a shudra should remain a shudra all his life. The shastra enjoins duties by pursuing which the preponderant tamas can be evolved into rajas, which in turn can grow to become sattva. The seeker must persevere and wait for the sublimation of sattva when alone the final experience of the infinite is gained. The ultimate goal of life is to lead a happy, prosperous and peaceful life. Truth, righteousness, peace and non-violence are four supporting pillars of dharma. Each one of these four is as important as the other. Each one has a number of characteristic traits. Amityam vachanam satyam svikara paripalanam priyavakyam gure seva dandam chaiva rutam shrutam asikyam sadhu sangatya pitrum matru priyam karaha shuchitvam dividam chaiva ahira sanchaya evacha. This is from Brihadharma Purana, meaning not speak the untruth, do one's bounden duty, speak pleasantly, serve the Guru, follow the rules of life faithfully, being good, being God-fearing, be friend to good people, serve the parents, and be clean in body, mind and heart from the traits of a sattvic. Any human being can do these provided he maintains harmony with himself. One has to remember that yatha svalpam adharmam hi janayetu mahabhayam svalpamapyasu dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Going against dharma, even a bit, causes great fear, and in the same way treads the path of dharma even a bit, and it will drive away all fear. Thus, contentment, peace and happiness in life being our goal, we have to bring about harmony among body, mind and spirit. One of the ways of achieving it is to go in for sattvic food. The type of food a person eats decides his mode of thinking and his activities. This is one of the messages of Bhagavad Gita.